oftentimes I won't own up to like my gifts, or I won't own up to like, hey, I'm actually pretty good at this. And that's part of the reason I set the bar low.
Hi, Striving Artists. Welcome back to another episode with me and Stefan. We are here recording a bunch of episodes for you. We're so excited. If you're listening to this, it's early in the new year. We have entered a new decade. And Stefan and I thought it would be nice to think about the past year, so 2019, reflect on what worked, what didn't work, what we want to leave behind, what we want to take with us, talk about some goals. But Stefan has a really great thing he does on his Instagram story where it's a template where it'll say like in, you know, 2020, 2021, whatever the upcoming year is, you list a couple goals and there's, you know, a handful of categories. I think there's like, what, 10 of them or so,
yeah,
9 or 10?
Eight, yeah.
And we thought it would be fun to go over them. Let's do our list of goals then.
In 2020, I want to try this.
In 2020, I want to try to learn how to bake more bread.
Sweet.
Actually, last night, it was like 3 a.m. and I should have been asleep, but I had like 20 tabs open looking into like culinary school and baking retreats and stuff.
This is good. All right, next one. In 2020, I want to go here.
So it's less of a place, but more of an event. So in 2020, I want to go on more trips with my friends. I want to do it. I want to travel for pleasure, not just for work.
Awesome.
Yes.
All right. In 2020, I want to meet.
Man, I feel like my answers are not the right answers for this one. In 2020, the first thing that came to mind, I would like to meet and have meaningful interactions with more like of my students and followers in person.
All right, this is general, but
I don't know how to do that.
Choose a specific person.
I actually don't have anyone on my list of specific people to meet.
Interesting.
I don't know why.
Who do you want to meet for a second time or a third time? All right, next one.
Okay.
In 2020, I want to do more of probably baking.
It's actually in 2020, I want to do more. This is going to sound silly because people from the outside looking in are probably like, what are you talking about? I want to do more art and I want to do more of the creating. Yeah. That's where I feel
I totally get it.
Towards. Yep.
Totally get that. All right. What do you want to do less of?
I want, I had a good answer to this before. I was going to say something when we were talking earlier. Actually, this is a big one for me to say. In 2020, I want to travel less for work. I tried to set that goal for 2019 and still we raised my speaking fee, and obviously I'm still flexible with that, which I need to be better about next year. I still traveled for work like once or twice a month this year, which is too much. And
that is a lot.
I realize this ties back into, you know, me trying to break out of that mindset of having to do everything and do everything myself.
Yeah.
So I'm still working on it. I'm not perfect at it. Even though I said I wanted to travel less for work, I realized I said yes to too many opportunities because deep down, I was operating out of a place of thinking, if I don't say yes to this conference, or if I don't travel, if I'm not flexible enough to travel for work sometimes, people are going to stop asking me and I'm going to lose business and it'll all be over. No one will ever ask me to speak ever again. But I know that's not true.
What if you said, you answered the emails with like, you know what? I'm taking a break from traveling this year. If you would like to invite me next year, I'd be happy to take that into consideration. But for this year, I'm taking a break. I want to spend more time in my studio with my coworkers or workers and just like spend time with friends and local things. And like, I enjoy flying way too much to not travel, and so that pays for good flights. But I was also thinking of like, you know what, it's actually a great thing to say no to everything, and like saying consistently, like I'm not wanting to not come to you. I'm just saying no to all things right now, and it's this year. And you can say even like it's only for the beginning of the year, because you know maybe Adobe Max comes and you really want to go, or you set yourself up for like, hey, I've decided to go to only these two, three things, and that's it.
Oh wait, I realized last week I found out that my Adobe Max talk was rated one of the top talks.
How amazing is that?
I know. And so they sent out an email being like to all the speakers being like, thanks for speaking. And then I read further and it was like, also congratulations to our 2019 like wow. Max Masters. That's what they're called. And it's out of all the talks, and I think they were like 230 or something, the people who go see your talk review your talk or rate it. And then it's the top 15 talks and the top 15 workshops that make that like status. And I like skimmed over the list of they were like, congratulations to our Max Masters. And I skimmed over it because I just didn't even think it would be a possibility.
That's and amazing. My name was on the congratulations.
List because I didn't – thank you. I didn't even check my Max feedback because I was too scared to look. And then I checked it a little bit after I got the email. But it made me – the only reason I bring that up is because I – when you said maybe like Max is later in the year, so you say earlier in the year you're not doing speaking – I hope it means that I get invited back.
Hopefully,
fingers
yeah.
crossed.
All right. What do you want to be less afraid of in 2020?
This is a big one for me because it's a couple things actually. I want to be less afraid of talking about money because even as someone who is somewhat comfortable talking about it in the context of other people and like giving advice and like being a sounding board and having very like tangible experience from just witnessing like 6 years of it. When it comes to me and like my own staff, I'm a little bit more hesitant. And I get why, like it's a societal thing and it's a very personal matter, but I want to get more comfortable talking about that. I also want to be less afraid of failing. Like I was saying earlier, I set these bars so low, not like so low where I'm not going to do anything, but very realistic goals as a way to protect against future disappointment. Mm-hmm. And yeah, on a similar note, I want to be less afraid of like my potential and like my success. Like I wrote about this in an Instagram caption last week about oftentimes I won't own up to like my gifts or I won't own up to like, hey, I'm actually pretty good at this. And that's part of the reason it sets the bar. I set the bar low. So with speaking, I've never considered myself a good speaker till this year. I've been doing it for 6 years. And up until this year, I had always told myself, like, I'm not a great speaker, but I'm trying. And like, haha, like, you know, I have no idea what I'm doing, but I'm just going to get up there and like kind of invalidating any actual skill I have. Mm-hmm. And that's probably the reason why I'm so flexible on like, oh, they don't really have a big enough budget or like, I guess I'll still do it. Like, cause I'm not taking myself seriously. And so I want to be less afraid of owning like the stuff that I'm good at and like doubling down on it and being like, yeah, pretty much objectively, I'm good at that.
It's good. Good. All right. In 2020, I want to spend more time with, I pretty much know the answer, but.
Oh, my friends.
Exactly.
And making art and with working with my hands. Yeah.
Yeah. And well, spend time more with your hands. Mm. I like that. In 2020, the final one, in 2020, I want to reach this.
Ooh, so open-ended. It could be anything.
Oh, yeah.
I guess that kind of the first place my brain goes is like a quantitative goal of like, I want to reach this number of something. My goal for 2020 is I would love to reach the first thing that comes to mind is I want to reach $20,000 of scholarships to my courses and my whatever programs I make in the future, who knows. But that's like my big I call it a big ass goal. It's like not something I was really planning for or even seems that feasible, but kind of like inspired by you. It would be doubling the amount of last year.
Come on.
Yeah.
So a scholarship means you are paying others to take your courses or to take other courses.
Yes. So it's basically what I did at the beginning of 2018 is I decided to implement this like system for my business where I was like, okay, 5% of online education profits will go into a fund that is the fund for other people to take those classes. So like basically anytime you buy one of my classes, 5% of your purchase, which I don't pass off to the consumer, 5% of that after like credit card fees and whatnot goes into a fund so someone else can take the class who maybe couldn't afford it.
That's awesome.
Because one thing I struggle with a lot is like, oh, yes, I live in the US, I get paid in US dollars. But because it's a global economy now with online courses, like someone in the Philippines has a much harder time being able to pay for the class. And I also struggled with it because I was like, well, like, do I bear the cost? Like, what? It is unfair that like certain currencies are stronger than others. And then I decided, I was like, oh, I like this sliding scale of like a percentage, because then if for some reason I don't sell any courses one year, I'm not obligated to put in more if I don't have any. And so, yeah, it felt right. It felt good for the community and the business. And
it is.
So that's probably the thing I want to reach. Yeah.
All right, let's do the other
round of questions. Stefan Kunz, gonna give you a taste of your own medicine. So in 2020, I want to try this. What do you want to try?
I want to try, oh man, what do I want to
try? See, it's hard.
It is hard. I've already answered all of those in a different post, but I don't remember.
You're getting Stefan's real-time thoughts.
Yeah. What do I want to try? I think I want to try to actually turn off my phone every night after I leave work.
Wow.
Like turn off my phone more often.
That's nice. Isn't it funny to realize
have
the power to do that every night and we don't?
Yeah.
I don't think I've turned my phone off in like a year.
I've done it a couple times when like I went over and I'm like, all right, I don't want to get stuck in like texting and looking at emails and do stuff. Like I just want to relax.
Yep.
And because otherwise I'll be always the whole night on my phone and like I'll put it down for like 5 minutes and then back on.
So easy. Yeah. I heard that the average person unlocks their phone, like turns it off and then unlocks it like over 100 times a day.
You can look at your insights on your phone. I could tell you that, but
interesting. Okay. In 2020, I want to go here. Where do you want to go?
It has been the same thing for the last couple of years. Tokyo.
Amazing.
I can't wait to go to Tokyo and have set that goal last year and the year before. And I really want to do this.
Wait, maybe I'll go
so
with you.
I'm going to use all my miles. We should go together. I'm always trying to find people that I can go. Like I hate going on vacations alone.
Same.
And let's do it.
Oh my gosh, we should do a trip. That'd be great. Okay.
So 2020 Tokyo.
In 2020, I want to meet. Who do you want to meet?
I wrote down this year. I remember now it was Simon Sinek.
I can totally see that.
He's a great author and he's like super amazing to just like, I would love to pick his brain, but at the same time would be Casey Neistat has always been like a person that I've always wanted to collaborate with, and Richard Branson or like a CEO of a big company or someone who's been very entrepreneurial. And I feel like Richard Branson would be very interesting. And also he has been doing this for a long time. So he figured out kind of like what works for him, how he can do it for a long time. Could learn a lot.
Yeah, that's a good answer. Learning from people who have been in it for a while. That's something that I don't think I've done enough of. Yeah. I very much, not that it's a bad thing to go to your peers, but there is something, I don't get exposed to a lot of that like longer term, like I've been in this for 20 years wisdom. Okay. In 2020, I want to do more of this.
Oh, do more of. I remember saying praying, and I totally would say that again. Mm-hmm. It's a thing that you always forget. You kind of like leave it aside, and it's good. It's spending time with God.
It's good. That's good. It's on your list, even though you already think about it and probably already do it. It's a good reminder to do it more.
You could always do it more.
It's true. Because even the things we put on these lists don't always get done, but it's good to bring it back into your consciousness, of course.
Exactly.
In 2020, I want to do less of this.
Well, last year I said Netflix and like streaming didn't really work. I would go even with like kind of like the before, like using my phone less.
Mm-hmm.
but doing less of, less of worrying, but that goes, yeah, maybe spend less time worrying about like stuff or stuff not coming in, like fictional stuff where you're just like, man, that's so dumb that you actually spend your time wasting on what could potentially happen or not happen even. And just be like, you know what? I'm just going to take whatever comes and do it. Yeah.
That is good. I like that. Yes. Okay. In 2020, I want to be less afraid of
failure.
Same.
Or being less afraid of taking risks. I think like that, like I am very conservative when it comes to taking risks. I plan it out. Like even I budget things for a year, like taking this studio space, hiring someone else. Like I always think of like, can I pay them for a whole year? Do I have that money on the side? And does it work like that? Otherwise, too big of a risk.
That's the advice I was given.
But it's, I don't know, maybe be less afraid of even kind of like doing workshops, or for us now with the Striving Artist Retreat, like trying it. And even if it fails, even if we invested into it and it doesn't work out, like who cares? Like the podcast, maybe the same thing. Like maybe it will never reach the point where it's going to pay for itself. Probably will, but like those are like things that's like, it's more likely and we're doing it together. So the risk is more manageable, but like, or even saying like, oh yeah, stopping Instagram, starting YouTube, massive risk, because a lot of the jobs that I get come through Instagram. Will they come through YouTube as well? Or will I lose a ton of that? I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. In 2020, I want to spend more time with.
Spend more time with friends and family is definitely always a good thing. Taking the time, like you said.
Yeah, what you said earlier about investing time. I know about the concept of investing time, of course, and I have done it. But when you, like investing your time in your relationships with people pays off the same way that like a, I don't know, retirement account does, because you're putting small deposits in over time and if that stuff matters, investing in things that like money can't buy you later on in life.
So friends, family. Yeah, definitely family. Like I definitely visit them way too little, and I could take the time off more to just see them more regularly, and they would love it. I definitely could learn from them more. And so let's say that. Let's go with
that's good. And I think family. It's also valuable too, drawing influence and talking with people and ideas with people outside of our bubble of like the creative world, I think is important, which is why I'm so excited to step away from the studio for 10 days. Okay. Final question. In 2020, I want to reach this. Dun, dun, dun.
Well, if I say that I'm going away from Instagram, definitely not going to hit the 1 million on Instagram.
So wild.
But no, it's, now I remember it. I wrote $1 million project.
Wow.
I don't believe necessarily it's going to happen in 2020.
It could happen.
It could happen, but who knows? Maybe have the idea for the $1 million product, create a $1 million project.
I feel like you are very capable of creating a $1 million product. And I like it that it's more in your hands than like being awarded a job someday. It could happen either way.
Definitely.
But that's a nice way to frame it too. I think that you are more than capable of creating a $1 million product.
Well, we're not that far away with the letter and grid builder.
Wow.
Those are some, like, okay, if I say not far away, we're not talking a million, but we're splitting it both ways. So 50-50 with Ian, but it's definitely more possible to do it with a product than with a, with one project.
Oh but, yeah, absolutely. Cause it's spread out over time. It's also, it can earn out over a longer period of time.
But again, this year, my biggest project was shy of 100,000, And I never thought in a million years that I could get that far or like ask so much money for one project.
Incredible. Because, yeah, I think my biggest has only been 35. And that felt really, I mean, it's of course big, but yeah, that's amazing. You know, business coaches and mostly business coaches, I would say, and teachers and stuff. Yeah, having like $1 million course launches and stuff. And I'm just like, what? That sounds so wild. But if you build, you obviously have to build your way up to that. Yeah, I mean, selling a either higher volume or a higher priced product, you know, that's something that I think I've been holding myself back on is a premium. I'm fine selling premium services to clients, but to students, I hold myself back from doing that, even though I've been getting more DMs than ever in the last month, which is maybe a sign, asking if I do coaching or like more consulting. And I don't offer that right now, only through Passion to Paid. And that's only twice a year. But I'm like, is that something that maybe, do people want to learn from me at a higher priced, higher level, like thing?
Maybe we should doing a webinar form of like, it's the way that
Striving Artist webinars. I think that'd be great. Yeah.
Like Tony Robbins does this where it's like, there's 1,000 people in the room and he picks out one person and like he coaches them one-on-one, and a lot of other people learn at the same time. So because there are a lot of problems that are universal, like usually all problems have a root cause that is universal. Like the just talking about like, why are you not able to ask for more money? Mm-hmm. Like what's your fear? Like, why do you fear that? And then you go into that and then suddenly like a lot of people will have like, oh yeah, I have totally that same fear. And then you suddenly can like
back the layers.
Exactly. And then if we have 100, 200 people in the webinar, like we answer someone's question, but it could answer 50 other people's the same question. So maybe
that's
2020.
Interesting to implement for 2020, either a seasonal or maybe a month. Monthly might be a lot, but who knows? We could start with like just a couple and see what happens, doing a different topic every time, you and I, and then do that thing where we pull like three people up or from the comments to.
Hey, we're brainstorming ideas here. You guys everyone who's listening can chip in and like tell us what you think. Definitely be interested in figuring out some new ways, but you'll definitely hear from us if we implement either
we'll
Patreon, a webinar, whatever. Mm-hmm. You'll see. Cool.
The retreat. Amazing. Yeah. Cool. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that your 2020, your new decade, is off to a fantastic start. We hope that even if you're taking small steps, you're taking the steps. And hopefully from these last couple conversations that you've gotten to hear, we're still learning, we're still growing, we're still striving. And so we're in it with you too. And yeah, keep on creating.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Striving Artist Podcast.
If you enjoy this episode, we'd be so grateful if you shared it with a creative person in your life who would too.
It would help us a lot if you could also rate, review, and subscribe to the Striving Artist Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and or SoundCloud.
Since we're relatively new to podcasting, this helps to rank the show and get it in front of more striving artists out there. Oh, and one last thing. Stefan and I would love to hear from you. Believe it or not, we're both real people who read messages, so please feel free to send us an email, DM, or better yet, ask us a question via voice message on Anchor.
We would love to hear from you.
Head over to strivingartist.com for all of our contact info.
We'll see you in the next one. Bye.
Bye.